Media coverage of the war in Iraq has been limited by what reporters are able or allowed to see. A new memoir offers a picture of modern warfare from an insider's perspective. It's called Jarhead, A Marine's Chronicle of the Gulf War and Other Battles. The book marks the literary debut of former Marine sniper Anthony Swofford. It's already a bestseller and a hit with the critics. From New York, Tom Vitale has the story.
The title of Anthony Swofford's memoir refers to the high and tight haircut favored by Marines, a cut that gives the head a jar shape, with the cropped hair on top like a lid. Swofford says for him, jarhead has another meaning.
The book is a jar, and it's I've poured the Marine Corps and my military experience into it, and I've capped it, and it's the thing that I offer the reader, this capsule.
Swofford began his memoir 2 years ago after graduating from the Iowa Writers' Workshop. He says he started out writing a novel about the Gulf War, but then he realized he was using fiction to avoid confronting his own story.
I was 30 years old. It was really, a month and a half or 2 months after the 10-year anniversary of the war. And I didn't understand the 20-year-old me who'd gone to war. I didn't understand the 17-year-old who'd wanted to join the Marine Corps because that 17-year-old, that 20-year-old, radically different than the 30-year-old sitting in a writer's chair. And I wanted to understand that 20-year-old me. And part of the book is, I understand him now. I forgive him his brutality and lust for war and the bloodlust.
The book chronicles Swofford's 4 years in the Marines from 1988 to 1992, including 7 months as a member of a scout sniper platoon in Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Iraq. When the Gulf War ended, Swofford's unit was given a mop-up assignment, clearing Iraqi bunkers in Kuwait that had been bombed by American warplanes. His description of that scene lends new resonance to the idea of a shock-and-awe aerial campaign.
Every 50 to 100 feet, a burnt-out and bombed-out enemy vehicle lies disabled on the unimproved surface road. Bodies dead in the vehicles are blown from them. Dozens, hundreds of vehicles with bodies inside or out. Perhaps those two burnt men, one missing both arms, perhaps they were thinking they might make it back to Baghdad and their families for a picnic. And he, with half a head remaining and maggots tasting through what's left, was a staff officer down from Kuwait City to inspect and instruct the troops, to offer morale and support and welfare.
I think the quality of the writing is really exceptional.
Mark Bowden, who wrote Black Hawk Down, says it's rare to get Swofford's level of literary talent from someone with a military background. In his review in the New York Times, Bowden called Jarhead one of the best books ever written about military life.
Swofford, by being so brutally candid, and by being, I think, so aware of his own emotions, motivations, goals, thought processes, gives us a really startling insights into the mindset of the soldier. And I think that even though obviously every experience is individual, I think in a literary sense, when you penetrate deeply enough to the core motivations of human experience, you stumble upon something universal.
Jarhead is essentially a coming-of-age story about a kid who joined the Marines when he was 17 because it was a family tradition. Swofford's father fought in Vietnam, his grandfather in World War II, and because the Marine recruiter promised him unlimited sex with cheap prostitutes overseas. Swofford says there was another reason he enlisted. As a teenager, he loved reading and stories.
All literature is about dramatic events and struggles and tragedy and comedy, and that's all of those things occur in the Marine Corps as well, and they're human. And part of my impulse to join the Marine Corps, was romantic, was part of a seduction, attaching myself to a narrative that was greater than me.
Swofford includes much of what he learned in the Corps in his memoir. For instance, why his standard-issue M16 was a more effective weapon than a higher-caliber sniper rifle.
Though less powerful than the 308 round the sniper rifle fires, the 5.56mm M16 round has a lot of bounce and turn, and one hears countless stories concerning an M16 round entering a guy's neck and exiting through the tip of his left big toe, or going in the toe and exiting through the left eye socket. In the event of a proper headshot, the result is what we call pink mist.
Told in precise language and chilling images, Jarhead details the terrible human cost of modern warfare, both in terms of lives lost and the psychological damage inflicted on both sides of battle. Yet, Swofford says a part of him wishes he were in Iraq today.
When I'm reading the reports, the close-in reports of action, you know, with Marines, and you know, I see that these guys are young and hurt, and they're struggling, and they're fighting, and there's a Jarhead in me still, and that maybe wouldn't mind throwing on some desert camis and picking up a rifle.
Swofford never fired his rifle in the first Gulf War. In the final pages of his memoir, he writes that Marines are trained to kill, and he spent years of sleepless nights contemplating the moral implications of his own role in combat.
You are certain you'd be no better or worse a man if you'd killed one or all of the men you sometimes fantasize about killing. Probably you are incorrect, and you would be insane or dead by your own hand if you'd killed one or all of those men. You would have been a great killer. You would have been a terrible killer. If you'd killed those men, you would have told your mother, "No, I never killed anyone." And even though you have indeed killed no one and have told your mother this, still she has said numerous times, while weeping, "I lost my baby boy when you went to war. You were once so sweet and gentle, and now you're an angry and unhappy man."
Anthony Swofford says the act of writing Jarhead helped to ease his anger. But he says he doesn't regret having served in the Marine Corps because he doesn't know who he'd be without that experience. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.